I hate half-full beverages.
Welcome to Grumble Goat. My name is Matt Labodka, and this is a show about all the small things that drive me insane. Let's grumble.
My friends, drink your drinks. I didn't realize this could be a difficult concept, but if you have a bottled beverage, drink it. There is a plague in this world of single-use plastic bottles. Every beverage has to come in a single-use plastic bottle, and they pile into our landfills and they're suffocating Mother Earth. Just drink what's in it. If you have a plastic bottle of water, don't take two sips and then set it down on a table and walk away and never think about it again. Drink it! You're polluting the earth for two sips of water? You wanted a bottle of water, just drink it. But after a party, after a function, just randomly walking in the park, I see so many half-full bottles of water just strewn about. Why did you create the bottle of waste if you're not going to drink the water? Why did you take the bottle of water if you weren't thirsty? And you know what happens most when it's free? If somebody's just handing out a bottle of water, somebody will take it and then just be like, oh, there, and then drink two sips. Oh, this is great. Two sips, and then set it down on a mailbox or on a coffee table or somewhere and just forget that it ever happened. Why did that transaction even take place if you weren't thirsty? And it's not just the water, but having just gone through St. Patrick's Day, we know that it's the beer bottles as well. Why are the beer bottles being left half drank? After you have people at your house, you're picking up half drank beers everywhere. Somebody paid for these beers. It was me. I paid for the beers. Why didn't you drink the beer? But even at a bar, people will leave a few sips at the bottom of a beer. Why are you leaving a few sips at the bottom of the beer? I know why you're leaving a few sips at the bottom of the beer. It's because once in the schoolyard, somebody told you, 50% of the last sip of a soda is backwash. And so you just don't drink the last couple sips of a beer because you believe this? Like, you're the one drinking the beer, right? Are you sticking your tongue inside the bottle? Are you, when you go to a water fountain, are you putting the whole faucet inside your mouth? Are you salivating back onto the nozzle? Why do you think there's so much saliva in your bottle? And besides, it's your saliva. Take it back. Don't leave half-empty bottles. This isn't a question of whether the bottle's half empty, right? I don't care if you see the glass is half full or the glass is half empty, pessimist, optimist, whatever. If you leave that half full glass behind, I hate you. Drink your drinks! And that's the grumble.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
What?
Grumble, 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 grumble. What's got your goat?
For the latter half of the show, we'll bring in my better half, Veronique, for an unpretentious look and a segment we call
What's Got Your Goat?
Veronique, welcome back.
Oh, hi. Nice
hey.
To see you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to take a week's hiatus.
Yes.
So it is good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Now, how was your week off? Did you enjoy your vacation?
We didn't take a vacation. We helped move my mom.
We did.
Up to upstate New York.
Yeah, it was a lot of brutal thankless work.
It wasn't thankless. I thanked you profusely.
I don't remember getting a thank you from Sally, though.
Oh, well, I don't know.
That came. How was your St. Patrick's Day?
You know, it's good. It's going great.
Oh, it's, well, they don't need to know it's today. But yes, we're recording on St. Patrick's Day. Yes. How is your St. Patrick's Day?
We did our St. Patrick's episode kind of 2 weeks ago.
Well, we said the words St. Patrick's Day, but it wasn't a St. Patrick's Day episode.
I was wearing green. I was in
you
support.
You were wearing green.
Yeah.
This one is more of our St. Patrick's Day episode.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, now you're telling me that it's St. Patrick's Day today.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, look at this coming out. Hi-dy, hi-dy, hi. Is that offensive? I don't think it can be offensive,
Are
right?
Are you Irish?
Everybody's Irish today.
Today, we're all Irish.
That's right. Everybody's Irish today.
So today, I'm going to do the entire episode in an Irish accent.
Ooh, that's going to be really fun.
I bet you're
that's
loving
be fun
it
for
right
the audience
now.
To like pick apart where your accent is falling apart.
Well, why would you say it like that? Now, why would you say it like that? Would you say that my accent is falling apart?
No, you're doing great.
Did you
great.
See what I did?
Yeah.
I went into a Cockney accent.
Yeah, you everything fell apart.
It was like seamless, it was like seamless. It's like I'm Adele already. Yeah, it's been a great day. It was seamless. Did you hear it was seamless, going in and out of Cockney and Irish accent.
I don't know if you're doing two distinct accents.
It's fantastic. Thank you for acknowledging it.
Yeah.
With notice, I can do Russian.
Great. It's my dad. This is not a casting session. All right. Yeah. No snakes today.
No snakes?
Yeah.
We're going to eat them?
What?
Why would we eat a snake?
There are no snakes.
Yeah, right.
What did St. Patrick do again?
I feel like he like protected orphans or something. Oh, okay. You know, it was one of those. Okay, hold on.
You consider yourself Irish.
I am Irish. Oh, you don't sorry. Need to consider
sorry.
It.
I'm Irish. You have some Irish heritage. You're American.
You know, I was thinking that as we were sitting down. Am I a bad Irish person that I like couldn't think of like a typical day of what an Irish person would do?
I think they're shepherds. There's some leprechauns in
there
somewhere.
Some sheep. There's a rainbow with a lot of gold.
Yeah.
They're angry. And then you go to a bar and just drink Guinness.
Right. Yeah, there's that. There's like 39 like, shades of green.
Right. But what are the wholesome Irish things to do on St. Patty's Day? Make like soda bread or something?
But you don't know what St. Patrick's Day is about.
What is it about, Matt?
St. Patrick rid the Emerald Isle of snakes.
Oh, so you do know what it's about. It's not about orphans at all.
No, it's not.
Making me believe it's about orphans.
I didn't say anything about orphans.
Everyone's a snake.
I'll be killing all the snakes today.
No, no, no. Now you can't do an Irish accent.
I'll be killing
all
the snakes.
You sound like a leprechaun. It is not nice.
So after a day like St. Patrick's Day,
whoa,
you're gonna have to clean up after everybody, right?
Yeah, we need some electrolytes. It's for when to rebuild your water intake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Speaking of water intake,
okay.
Often when I'm ready to do some dishes, I'll take a stroll around the studio.
Yes.
Just looking for random dishes to find. And what do you think I find?
You find water glasses.
Do I find empty water glasses?
Not usually. You find glasses that are half filled.
Uh-huh.
Mind you, they are half filled glasses of water. They are not half empty. They are half filled.
They're half filled.
They're half filled.
Yeah. Why? Yes. How come they're left half filled?
Well, I'm keeping my life in a cup.
You're keeping your life in a cup?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means I'm keeping it so full and so full of life that I'm going to keep going.
So you're
going
to get back to all those.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to it.
Have you ever noticed this phenomenon when, like, after we host a party?
Oh, yeah.
You go around cleaning and not every glass you pick up is empty?
Yeah, there's half empty ones.
Half empty?
Yeah.
Why is everybody leaving these half empty beers around?
Well, because our party was so awesome that they got distracted and they didn't know where they put it down. And then that's that.
And then they just abandoned it.
Yeah, or they...
There was no search at all.
No, they wouldn't search.
There was no
party.
Rescue effort.
No, no. They're so entrenched in the game playing that we like to. We like to play games.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Whether we finish the game or not, we're not sure.
Why do people not finish their beers?
I know, it's a phenomenon. I really feel like, why would you waste that precious liquid? And then I think, wow, that's a responsible person. You know, the people that
you
only
think the
have...
people that are littering our apartment with half full beers are the responsible ones.
Yeah, they're like, I don't need to finish this.
You know what? I'm enjoying myself so much. Why would I suckle on this poison any longer?
That's right. That's right. I'm not polluting my kidneys or my liver anymore.
Yeah, I'll just pollute their apartment.
We usually have a plethora of cans.
It's a lot of cans.
Cans. You know, they just line the counter.
Yeah.
And that's where they are.
It's lining the counter, but it's almost like lining the counter in a xylophone sense. As each one has a different amount of beer left inside of it.
Well, when I'm cleaning up after game night, I don't lift a lot of beer left in there. You guys kind of finish it.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we have Spencer and Logan over, we're responsible adults. We drink the full contents of our beer can.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so have you ever, like, at a race or a picnic or something, somebody sets out a big case of water bottles?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right, what state are those water bottles going to be in when you go to clean up?
Well, some will be full. Some will just be placed around half full.
Half full?
Yes.
Why do people do that?
I was thinking about you the other night. You know, about
that's
this.
Very sweet of you.
Yeah. It was about you making me drink water. And I thought to myself, ooh, I hope I don't get cancer later on in life because Matt is just going to yell at me and said, I told you to drink water.
Yeah.
And then I kept
and
drinking
then you
my
proceeded
cold
to
brew.
Not drink.
It's on my radar to drink water.
Why? It's on your radar. Like you have a vague understanding that we have a Brita pitcher.
I love the Brita pitcher.
But people at a picnic outdoors are leaving these water bottles everywhere.
Yeah.
Half full. It's like, just drink the water. Either don't pick up the water or drink the water.
Well, here's the thing. People forget where they put things. They're like, oh, wait, where did I put my water? I don't remember if that's mine. I'm getting another one.
Yeah, exactly.
We need water bottle charms.
Water bottle charms, or just before we got into the single-use water bottle,
yeah.
We had an idea of water bottle charms.
Water bottles.
Everybody had their own water bottle.
Everybody
carried their own water bottle.
Yes.
The less single-use plastic bottles we buy, the better.
Yeah.
Now, it becomes detrimental when people buy multiple multi-purpose bottles.
Yes.
Yeah. If every other week you're buying a new water bottle or a Stanley water bottle or whatever water bottle is on fleek this week.
On fleek. Nice.
Then we're just wasting more resources.
7 years ago, but yeah, on fleek.
That one didn't stick around very long, did it? On fleek? That was like for like maybe 6 months, that was a popular thing to say.
It's okay. We're with it here with this podcast.
Oh, I was reaching for my beverage, but I don't have one.
Would you like some of my water?
Drink.
Eventually, I'd love to get that like filtering thing that Pete and Kristen
There's
have.
No need to get another.
No,
you just want whatever's on fleek. You just want
whatever. Oh, that's right. On fleek.
You're just keeping up with the Joneses here. We have a water filtration system.
I'm keeping up with Pete and Kristen, okay?
You can't keep up with them. They're too cool.
They're too cool.
Speaking of our honored Patreon members, Pete and Kristen, just
they're
you
too
cannot
cool.
keep. They every time I go to their house, I'm like, they're so cool.
They're so cool.
They're so cool.
Yeah.
What did I buy after I visited them this
the
time?
The sponge.
Oh, yeah. No, they have a giant thing of almond milk.
Oh,
like it's
yes.
it's just the base muck to make almond milk, and you just put like a scoop with a bunch of water, put it in a blender, and all of a sudden you have a whole liter of almond milk.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
They're not using all the bottles.
No.
So I was inspired by that.
Yeah.
So I learned how to make oat milk.
I know you've been making me oat milk.
So instead of using all these bottles to purchase all this oat milk, I've just been
making
a big tub of oats and I make delicious oat milk.
It's delicious.
I've gotten real good at it too.
You've gotten really good at it.
You like that stuff.
I put it in my coffee.
Yeah.
And I drink the whole cup.
Well, yeah, coffee, you have no problem drinking the whole cup. Now, have you ever heard this? Because I remember back in my schoolboy days.
Okay.
Somebody told me, you know, the last 10% of your soda is all backwash.
Ew, I've heard this too.
Yeah. What are we going to do about all this backwash that is contaminating all of our sodas?
I mean, it's just our mouths.
What do you mean?
The backwash.
The backwash was in your mouth?
Yeah, that's how it got in the bottle.
Oh, the saliva.
Also, like, who's drinking like that?
Yeah, who? What,
like, if you're, like, drinking then, and you're, like...
You just let it swish back and
you,
forth.
Like, and then you, like, squish it back in the bottle. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I drink water, and I don't feel like I get any backwash.
Right, it's not a free flow.
It's not like a Walt Riler, like, drinking a water out of a bowl, and all the drool is, like, falling out of its mouth. Yeah, like... No, very gross.
Who's thinking that there's so much saliva in this bottle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I see it all the time, like when I'm bartending.
Oh.
I see it all the time that people will leave like the last two sips in a bottle.
They think it's the backwash.
And I think that adults are falling for this urban myth that they heard when they were 8 years old.
Yeah. Like you're already drinking a little bit of saliva and a little bit of soda as it's going in your mouth.
Every time you swallow, you get a little bit of saliva down there.
Yeah.
Like, are you putting it down your throat with no saliva getting in?
Yeah, totally. Just,
I don't want it to hit my taste buds.
The other option is if it's their etiquette.
What do you mean etiquette?
Taking any etiquette classes.
Oh, so it's these drunks at the pub that are not finishing their beers. They just took too many Emily Post classes.
Exactly.
they feel like they're at tea with the queen.
That's right. They're writing their thank you notes already.
Oh, I couldn't possibly finish this Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No, we don't finish our beer.
We do not finish our beer. Yeah. That's for the Irishman. How much saliva do you think you drink on a daily basis?
All of it.
All of it. Yeah. I mean, where else is it going to go? Like, I spit very little of it out of my mouth.
I hate spitting. I think spitting is disgusting. Really? I mean, also, I'm a bad spitter. Are you a spitter? Do you spit? You spit.
You know, I have a story. Speaking of our loyal Patreon fan, Pete.
Thank you for your loyal service.
Thank you for your loyal service. So Pete used to be a smoker long ago.
Okay.
Long ago.
Yeah.
And he would, when he was like in the house,
he would
salivate when he would smoke.
Oh.
And so he would just like spit it into a Pepsi bottle.
Ew, people do
like
that.
When he was around the apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
yeah. Oh, it was gross. It was disgusting. He used it. Oh, it was really bad. One time.
Oh, no. No.
One time I was there, I was sitting on the couch and I had really bad acid reflux, like an acid bubble came up in my mouth. I don't even have to finish the story. We all know where the story's going.
Oh my God. I almost spit up right now.
That was a bad. That was like, if that was what the backwash tasted like, I wouldn't take the last two sips of a beer either.
It took every part of me to stop that visualization in my head, or I would have just vomited all over the microphone. I mean, that's so disgusting.
So I understand the concept of not wanting to drink backwash when it's someone else's backwash and when it's just char, ash, spit, saliva. It looked like Pepsi, though.
Ew, of course it did. It was brown.
So I thought it was just a bottle of Pepsi. I mean, I don't. I mean, Pepsi's not my favorite beverage anyway, but I knew right away this was not Pepsi. That's why you don't leave half full bottles lying around.
This has been an episode of Grumble Goat.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Matt Labatka.
I'm Veronique Hurley. Please subscribe.
I hate when people say please subscribe.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
You sound like a leprechaun. It is not nice.
We did it. We've conquered another one of life's little annoyances. But the truth is, what I really hate is commercials. And I'll wager you do too. And that's why Grumble Goat is proudly commercial-free. But to keep it that way, it takes the support of fellow grumblers like you. If you hate commercials, head on over to our Patreon page and see if becoming a Grumble Kid is right for you. And as always, don't forget to Grumble Goat responsibly and share with a friend.
Grumble, 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 grumble. Pa, 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 pa.